A swirling electric blue light spins into the trademark for Screen Gems, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Computer-generated skyscrapers form the logo for Franchise Pictures. Screen Gems and Franchise Pictures present a hand selector bullet in association with Modern Media Film Production GmbH. The bullet's inserted into a gun barrel, which is then spun and shut, starring Steven Seagal. The steely dark brown eye of a stern-faced man, Morris Chestnut. A sleek black car cruises through a dark rain-soaked backstreet and parks under an archway. Several burly men get out. One of them is a good-looking young man with a shaved head, wearing a blue shirt and tie under a long raincoat. Also starring Ja Rule. Next to the young man, another man with a sinister smile taps a cigarette.
So, Nick, this is it.
As promised.
The man drags on his cigarette.
Let's do it. I have a plane to catch.
He walks away with his henchman in tow, and Nick follows. They disappear down a dingy cobbled street, bathed in pale blue light. They go into a building and start to head up a large spiral staircase. Then Nick turns to the sinister man.
You know, Sonny, you're wrong about him. He's clean, man.
You're about to find out.
The stern-faced man lies asleep in bed with a gun on a table beside him. He grabs it at the sound of his front door bursting open and springs to his feet. Sonny's henchmen train their weapons on him at the far end of a darkened living room.
Put your guns down.
Sonny steps forward with a chilling smile.
Hello, Sasha. I am Sonny Ekwall. You work for me.
Sasha lowers his gun.
Nicholas, what is all this?
Caught a little heat. One of our guys is double dealing with the feds. It's no big deal. It's just procedure.
A polygraph.
Nick was against this.
I see.
He says you are one of my family. But he always did bring home strays. That is why I am here. Are you friend or foe?
Oh, I'm a friend.
Sasha Petrosevich, you are Russian.
Yeah, I'm Russian. You got a problem with that?
I am an equal opportunities employer. Long as you're working the scene, making me money, what do I care? Who did you work for before you landed in my lap?
Me.
Doing what?
I ran a Highline crew, got popped, did a nickel in Angola. Just trying to get into something simple now.
I run the biggest crime syndicate from Eastern Europe to the Pacific Rim. That is simple?
Cars are simple.
Sonny walks up to Sasha with a menacing glare.
You work for any law enforcement agencies?
Sometimes, you know, I work for the CIA, for the KGB, US Marshals. When I got a little bit of spare time on the side, I do a little bit of something for the East German Stasi.
Nick showed Sonny the polygraph while Sasha was talking. Sonny laughs at his henchmen, who smirk.
You left out the FBI. Are you FBI?
I boost cars. That's all.
I am a soldier trained in the art of killing, not interrogation. Nick likes you. He's a good boy. It's like a little brother to me. So for him, I make an exception. But now my patience is at the end. Are you FBI?
Sonny has a knife to Sasha's throat.
No.
The polygraph reading doesn't waver, and Nick smiles slyly. Sonny retracts his knife, stands back, and pats Sasha on the shoulder.
Welcome to my family, Sasha.
Told you.
Make sure the boat leaves tonight.
Nick nods, and Sonny turns to leave with his henchmen. Sasha watches them with an icy stillness, and then gets up. He crosses to a window and lights a cigarette while staring down at the street below. Nick comes over to join him and leans against the window frame with a pensive expression.
It's time, man.
Time for what?
If you can take that ring off your finger. And she's a memory, Sash. And you felt the loss. You cried the tears. There's nothing more to do, man.
I just can't let her go.
Nick nods.
Respect that, man. Feel that. Anyway, I got a job, man. Want it?
Yeah.
A sports car races through the air outside a glass-fronted warehouse, half past dead. With Nia Peoples, Tony Planner, Corrupt, Michael Bear Taliaferro, Sasha accelerates towards a train up ahead.
Where my yo, Sasha, stop playing! Stop driving so fast! Come on, watch this right here!
Sasha swerves across the track and draws alongside the train. A pair of headlights are coming towards them in the narrow space alongside the train.
Watch the forklift!
Sasha shifts gears and the shiny black car speeds forward. Up ahead, the blurred image of larger headlights approaching. It's a juggernaut. Sasha floors it at the last moment and slips through the narrowing gap between the juggernaut and the front of the train. The car then races off into the night. Written and directed by Don Michael Paul.
Sorry about what went down tonight. I told Sonny he was one of us, but I mean, shit. You know, he runs the show his way.
What's a blue book on these wheels?
About 198 grand.
That makes my 5% worth what?
9,600, give or take.
All right, I'll take half now and half when I deliver, right?
We get it when we get there.
Sasha shoots him a look and skids to a halt.
Half now, Nicholas, or we give this ride back.
How long we know each other?
About 2 years, 2.5 years.
So for about two and a half years, let's say, I've been asking you to call me Nick.
I like Nicholas, all right?
But it's not all right.
Nick chuckles.
It's all right. Put a little thug in it. Maybe you get your money.
I love Nicholas, all right? Was that good?
Nah. Check it out. Read my lips. All right.
How was that?
You see the way I'm doing that right
there?
Yeah, I'm... You see where I'm getting that in there?
That's tough for me.
You're whiter than I thought, man.
Sasha hits the accelerator and does a 360-degree spin before continuing on his way. He drives into a dingy industrial area where men stop working on vehicles beside flaming metal barrels and look up.
Sasha, stop playing, man!
I'm a bad man, you know that.
The car's doing 360s again. Unimpressed, the men go back to work.
Stop the car!
Sasha pulls a sideways skid which throws Nick out of the car. He smashes into the windscreen of another vehicle and lands in a heap on the floor.
I'ma kick your ass one day. Hey, what are you guys doing? Everybody back to work. We're packed up and putting these cars on the road in 37 minutes.
Where's my money?
Hey, good for it. You know me.
And you know me. Now, welcome to 9600. I'm gonna take this big goddamn hammer.
Hey, come on, Sash. Come on.
Have me some fun.
Hey, Sash. You know you're crazy, right?
Cuckoo crazy.
Nick's given him a wad of cash.
You expecting somebody?
No.
A 4x4 pulls up.
Hey, yo, get this car out of here.
Its headlights glare towards Sasha and Nick. A silhouetted figure steps out and starts walking towards them.
Nicholas Fraser?
Who wants to know?
Special Agent Williams. I'm with the FBI.
A team of armed agents break cover and take up firing positions.
Maybe you've heard of us?
With two handguns.
Yeah, I've heard of you.
No way to start, Nick. Play nice. Put your guns down. Let's have a little talk.
I don't talk to pigs without my lawyer.
I'm a lawyer. You want my advice? Put the guns down. You're not a play in this game. I'm looking to bring down Sonny Ekval. You want to negotiate? I'll cut you a sweet deal. Witness protection, no time served.
Ekval's not for sale.
You ever done hard time, Nick? You ever been somebody's bitch?
Hey, you got big balls for a woman, you know that?
And you've got exactly 5 seconds to put the guns down and increase the peace. Otherwise, a lot of people here are gonna die. You want that on your conscience?
Nobody's gonna die tonight.
I'm not talking to you!
Sasha purses his lips.
That's one, Nick.
You know, Sonny has a rule.
What's that?
That's two, Nick. Three.
Nobody gets taken alive.
Four.
That's a bad rule, man.
Five! Get the goddamn guns down now!
Put the gun down, man.
It's a nice night to die.
Nick winks and raises his weapons. Gunfire erupts and they both scramble for cover. FBI agents fire their automatics and sparks fly as the bullets ricochet. A desperate workman leaps onto the roof of the car under heavy fire, while an agent in a suit gets shot from a gantry. Agent Williams and Nick exchange fire and sparks rain down on the chaotic scene. The expensive car soon becomes riddled with bullet holes. Nick's pinned behind a car under heavy fire from Williams. A large gas canister is next to him. The agent's shots hit fuel barrels and sparks ignite the flammable substance pouring from them. Sasha's forced to break cover from behind a stack of the barrels seconds before they explode. The blast sends him rolling forward and a canister rocketing into the air. Williams reloads, then she and Nick leap out simultaneously, all guns blazing. Sasha races over to Nick and shoves him aside, shielding him from a volley of bullets from Williams. The image of light playing on a watery surface blurs into the flashing red and yellow lights of an approaching emergency vehicle. These lights blend into the flat green line on a heart rate monitor. Lying unconscious, Sasha's shocked by paramedics. An image of him kissing an attractive blonde-haired woman flashes up and then blends into the paramedics giving his motionless body CPR. Clear droplets run down the needle of a syringe that is plunged into Sasha's chest. The two paramedics sit back resignedly. Suddenly, the attractive woman's face flashes up again and then her finger with a silver ring on it. Sasha's foot twitches. Williams turns to see the paramedics set about stabilizing Sasha's vital statistics. Alcatraz, San Francisco. New Alcatraz, 8 months later. Two lines of inmates, with their legs in shackles, shuffle over a hard concrete floor.
Can't believe I ended up in this situation.
Inmate Processing Center, 0830 hours. Wearing a black headscarf, Sasha is one of the inmates. He passes a guard holding a shotgun, then notices Nick standing in line up ahead and shuffles over to him.
They gonna touch me!
My friend.
Sash? How you been, man?
I've been better. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm bugging right now, man. It's like I'm seeing a ghost. Give me some love, bro. Man. Thought you was dead.
For a while, but I'm back.
Look, man, I'm sorry about what happened in the warehouse. I don't know, I lost it, man. I just went ballistic.
Forget it. Where'd you come from?
He sent me down from the SHU, Pelican Bay. What about you?
Infirmary, San Quentin.
Got another 5 years in this little rat hole here.
I had about two.
Well, are we all right? Or we got issues?
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know, you know, you might be pissed off. I don't want to spend the next 5 years in here, you know, wondering if my nigga want to slip me from ear to ear.
You're my man. When you get inside, you're gonna have issues. Let me tell you something, they won't be with me. You all right?
They knock fists.
See you on the inside, man.
Having had his shackles removed, Nick strolls through several detectors, which go red when Sasha does the same. Sasha shakes his head, and a burly guard manhandles him up against some bars.
What are you packing?
It's my leg.
The guard jabs him with a cattle prod.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. What are you packing?
This.
He punches the guard, then gets pinned by several others.
You wanna play rough? I can play rough.
Sorry, I'm not into men.
Nick floors the guard before he can shock Sasha again. The guard sends Nick flying with one punch, but he retaliates by smashing a chair into the guard's stomach. Nick then dodges several swings before landing a series of crippling blows to the guard's side and face. Nick's punched through some shelving and pinned against some metal bars.
Amen.
You know who I am? You know who I am?
Doing my job, boss.
Calmate, pulguita.
Ooh, you don't like this.
It's enough.
You'll learn. Respect me.
Nick spits out blood.
Kids hit harder than that. Chump.
Calmate.
A shaved-headed man in a black leather jacket lightly pushes the guard aside and looks Nick up and down before walking over to Sasha.
What you bringing into my island, you see?
My knee. It's titanium.
Which one?
Left.
Sasha towers over the man, who bends down for a closer inspection. Ripping open Sasha's orange overall at the knee, the man stares at the large scar. He raises his eyebrows, straightens up, and nods.
Gustavos, carnal. You got a hard head, homeboy. Do yourself a favor. Keep it on your shoulders.
Sasha nods, and the man smirks.
All right, back to work!
On behalf of the Attorney General and the Federal Bureau of Prisons, I'd like to welcome you to the United States Federal Penitentiary here at Alcatraz.
Mr. Hubbard, Robert Kennedy closed Alcatraz in 1963, claiming it was cool and inhumane. How would you
Well, actually, Bobby closed it in June of 62. What's your question?
Some believe the new Alcatraz is a giant step backwards in criminal warehousing, especially now with the inauguration of your state-of-the-art execution chamber. How do you respond to these allegations?
Our society has become more violent and more corrupt. One out of every 30 men in the United States is... What's the word I'm looking for?
Criminally challenged.
Yeah, criminally challenged. I believe that's the catchphrase of the moment.
You're not answering the question.
I think we have a generational gap here. Perhaps my younger associate can help clear things up. Give him a good soundbite, Donnie.
Donnie steps onto the podium.
Alcatraz is a bad place for bad people. If there's any discomfort behind these walls, well, that's how it should be.
A stream of sparks shoot out from a circular saw as it cuts through a metal bar above two floors of cells. As the new inmates are shown in, a prisoner painting a mural high on the wall looks down at them. Nick and Sasha stride in confidently. The residents jeer and clatter things against the bars of their cells. E Block, 1400 hours. The shaved-headed man comes in on the ground floor.
Bienvenidos, carnales. Welcome to la isla de los Alcatraces, the island of pelicans. You have been transferred here as part of a work program to retrofit my island, but your free time will be spent in a 6x9-foot cell. I urge you, unplug. Kick your feet up. Póngase trucha. You will leave a big chunk of your lives here. Mi nombre es Juan Ruiz Escárzaga, and my first summertime job was walking a super maximum tier 30 years ago. I walked it for over 15 years, been spit on, stabbed, burned, and I'm still standing. You think you're hard? I'm harder.
He heads downstairs.
You think you're mean? I'm meaner. Alcatraz is mi casa. You are my guest. I expect you to act like one.
Oh, son of a bitch!
What hole are you on, little Joe?
17.
Are you hitting it?
Little Joe's playing a golfing game on a console.
Like a mother. Just can't putt.
Now, little Joe here, see, has a constructive way of passing his free time. I suggest you find something of the same. Be creative. Remember, this is the first day of the rest of your life. Ain't that right, Twitch?
Same old, man! Get a new rap, Carpende.
Calmates Montes, I like my rap. And here's the end of it.
Twitch is painting the mural.
You got two libros in your bundle. The rules and regs and the King James Bible. I highly recommend you read them both. Now for those stupid enough to think about escaping, go ahead, climb the razor wire, do the breaststroke, freeze your ass off. If the bay doesn't kill you, we'll pick you up in a Zodiac and add 5 years to your sentence. There's only one way off this rock, homies. And that key is under my pillow. I'm a fair man. You come to me with a problem, I'll listen. ¿Me entiendes, Mendes?
Dead man walking!
Outside, a Department of Justice helicopter has landed, carrying a man and a woman. Now, a bald prisoner in red overalls rises up on a platform from the floor below.
This man is about to make history. He will be the first to die in Alcatraz's execution chamber. It is unfortunately my duty to carry this out at midnight tonight.
A news report entitled Justice on the Rock.
United States Supreme Court Justice Jane McPherson has just landed at New Alcatraz. She's here to witness the execution of Lester McKenna. McPherson is the judge who sentenced McKenna in the now infamous heist of almost $200 million in U.S. gold brick. Now, here's the bizarre twist. McKenna was able to stash the gold before he was apprehended, and he vowed never to divulge its whereabouts. This is what led to the nationwide treasure hunt by the FBI that's gone on for 17 years. Now, it's looking like McKenna just might take his secret to the grave. Reporting live from Pier 39 on Fisherman's Wharf, I'm Kelly Lang from San Francisco.
Alcatraz, while news in brief scrolls across the bottom of the screen. Control center, 5 hours to execution. The warden enters with Frank Hubbard and the Department of Justice reps.
Hey, Mark. Hey, William. Here we are. Now, let's check in your guns.
I think we'll keep our guns.
And get off my island.
It's okay, Juan. I'll sign off on it.
No, Frank. I won't. I don't care if she is the United States Supreme Court Justice. No disrespect intended, ma'am.
None taken.
This is my island. As long as it's my watch, only me and my boys go strapped.
The red-haired woman steps up to him.
What is it they call you?
El Fuego.
The fire.
Simon.
She stares at him evenly.
Do what he says.
One of her black-suited associates steps forward and gives El Fuego an icy look before he and a colleague place their handguns into a tray in front of them. The tray is tipped through to the other side of the reinforced partition and the guns removed. Now, a small jet plane climbs above a layer of cloud and is silhouetted against a flame-red sunset. A large door opens at the rear of the plane, and several figures in helmets and breathing gear jump out. They freefall through the twilight sky, their black fatigues rippling under large backpacks. Suddenly, they all release their parachutes, whilst high above them, the plane banks away. It's nighttime, and a storm is pelting New Alcatraz with heavy rain. An armed guard patrols a concrete wall on which flags flap at the end of tall white poles. Inside, a searchlight sweeps E Block on lockdown. Nick.
Yo, Sash.
Yeah.
I really messed things up this time, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Nick lights up in his cell. Sasha's next door.
You know, I'm really starting to miss the love from the streets, man.
There's gonna be an issue, isn't it?
What you think, man? Get doing number 5 years in this joint.
Here, player, read a book.
Little Joe.
What's this, man? When Lovers Collide.
It's a good book.
You can't be serious.
Dr. Sobich!
Get up. Someone wants to see you.
Sasha looks up at the burly guard. Meanwhile, the parachuters are coming into land, on the rock. A guard spots one of them descending, but is too slow to react and gets shot. He topples off the cement wall, and a colleague suffers the same fate. Another parachuter lands on a guard tower and fires in through the roof, killing both guards inside. The black-clothed figure leaps from the roof and removes her helmet. She's an attractive, dark-haired woman. The rest of her team touch down and gather up their chutes. One of them is Frank's assistant, Donnie. As rain pours down around them, they distribute weaponry and armor from their gear. Now, a hand presses against an identification screen.
Hello, Jenny.
Please identify yourself.
Kester, Damon J.
Voice and handprint recognition confirmed.
Outside, an explosive device is placed against a metal door. A ball of fire and smoke quickly disperses into the night.
How much time do you need?
Phones are easy. The alarms I'm worried about. I gotta crack the firewall, decode, download, and override.
I don't care how you do it, just do it in 90 seconds.
Time me off!
90 seconds.
The man slides down a shaft on a rope. He stops by the prison's main systems panel. Now, Damon to Sasha.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse 5.
Why they call it that?
A man can be legally executed in 5 ways. Lethal injection is the most popular, followed by the gas chamber, hanging, firing squad, then there's my personal favorite, electrocution.
We do it all here, in this totally soundproof isolation chamber. We even let the condemned man choose.
Who is that?
Number 1137.
What's he doing here?
When a man asks for someone to spend his last hour with, you give it to him.
Access granted. Security protocols disabled.
Take me up!
The man in the shaft ascends. The attractive woman's wearing tight leather clothing under her jump fatigues.
49er 6 to 49er 1.
This is one, over.
That was a hell of a sunset we flew in on.
They're always nice before a storm.
Donnie, otherwise known as 49er 1, steps up to a wire fence. He tips his head back, closes his eyes, and lets the rain splash onto his face. Meanwhile, 49er 6 stands up and twirls her long coat around. Lester, the man on death row, calmly sips from a small black cup.
You believe in God, Sasha?
Most of the time.
Ever fly in your dreams?
Sasha to Damon.
Who is this guy?
I'm a man with 50 minutes to live.
What does that have to do with me?
The man turns to them. He's sitting on his cell floor.
Change the view, will you? I'm getting tired of this one.
What would you prefer, Lester?
The desert. How's that sound?
Hot.
The rumor is you went half past dead and came back.
Yeah.
Took a ride on the flatline for 22 minutes and lived to tell. Thought we could play some cards and talk about that.
Damon walks over to a control panel and makes the view from an electronic wall on the man's cell morph into a desertscape. Outside, one of the 49er team is squatting over a frosted glass skylight while a laser device cuts through the panel. 49er 6 approaches as the man removes the cut glass disc.
Well, whoever wired this place was good, but you're the best. That's why you hired me.
Exactly. 49er 1 to 49er 6, you ready?
If you're waiting on us, you are backing up.
Let's party, boys.
A bolt of lightning hits a guard tower, and the 49ers by the skylight watch the sparks dissipate. Witness theater, 20 minutes to execution. Damon.
Excuse me, sir. I need to talk to you.
What's up?
I can't get through to the control center. The lion is dead.
What about the alarms?
I ran a systems check. Everything seems cool. Radar's reading normal.
Cell houses?
No breaches.
The storm must have knocked out the phone lines. Okay. Gracias.
Sir.
Damon leaves.
Mini Ray, check it out.
A guard walking E-block doesn't notice 49er-6 abseiling down above him until it's too late. She wraps her legs around his neck and fires at the guardroom, sending sparks flying. Nearby, Nick jumps off his bed and little Joe, who's anything but, leaves his golf game and goes over to his cell door. Cells open around 49er-6. The control center door is blasted inward, taking out another guard. Those still standing barely have time to take aim before Donnie and his team appear through the smoke and gun them down. They then train their laser sights on guards on the other side of the center's glass partition. Meanwhile, more 49ers descend into E-block, returning fire from guards on one of the gantries. One guard falls over a railing head first. Nick and the other inmates watch from their cells while the chaotic gunfight unfolds. In the control room, Donnie has a guard in his laser sight. The guard snatches a weapon off the wall and aims back. Donnie fires, and his bullet becomes embedded in the glass partition, which starts cracking. Donnie's colleague winks and presses a remote button. The bullet explodes, shattering the glass and sending the guard flying. Donnie smashes through and knocks the guard unconscious. Inmates cautiously step out of their cells. Nix remains locked.
I'm with y'all. I'm one of y'all.
Sorry.
Hey, check this out, dog. Let me out of here, dog.
Cell house secured.
That's my girl.
49er 6 forced the inmates back into their cells.
Hey, what's up, dog? Hey, give me one of them pistols, man.
She ignores Nick. In the execution room.
What's that?
What's it look like? It's a suit I promised you. It's not first class, but it's a good knockoff.
El Fuego leaves Lester admiring the charcoal suit. Lester turns to Sasha.
You know, I volunteered for this. I got tired of parading myself in and out of court, blocking appeals, filing writs. What am I doing? I'm displacing blame. So I decide to accept my karmic payback. Now I'm not so sure. Dying's not the hard part. It's knowing that your life doesn't belong to you. Your death has an exact time and date, takes all the mystery out of it. Thought about doing it myself, but I couldn't. What's waiting on the other side?
Not too many people know that, Lester.
Come on, be generous. My time's precious. Tell me how it feels to be embraced by the light. Do your loved ones come for you?
Both men look solemnly as a black electric chair with chrome neck, wrist and ankle harnesses rises up from a chamber hidden underneath retracting floor panels. Lester looks at some playing cards he's holding.
Got any jacks?
Donnie and his team enter E block.
Anybody hit?
Seven's down.
They look down at their fallen comrade.
He's your man.
Sleep tight, friend.
She shoots him point blank. Meanwhile, Lester is putting on a cream shirt.
Don't you want to know why I'm sitting in that chair tonight?
No.
I hit a United States money train and ripped off $200 million worth of U.S. gold brick.
You must have done more than that.
Well, the deal went sideways on me. Train got accidentally derailed and five U.S. Treasury agents got killed. Feds have been coming around all week, promising me serenity if I tell them where I hid it. You think God'll go easier on me if I do?
I think you must have done something very bad. And now, you're gonna pay for it with your life. But I think God will forgive you.
49-1 to Air 49, what's your air to ground, over?
I can't see a thing up here, I got zero visibility.
All right, just give me a ballpark ETA.
My ETA's been pushed.
We're getting close, push back.
I'm on my way.
Lester's wearing the charcoal suit when El Fuego comes over.
Buenas noches. Lester, there is someone here to see you.
Lester turns to see McPherson.
Hello, Lester.
Whosoever sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed.
Genesis 9, verse 6.
You read that in your courtroom the day you decided my life wasn't worth living.
The jury decided. I presided.
Lester smiles and offers her his hand. One of her associates steps in.
It's okay.
He moves away again, and she shakes Lester's hand.
You're a long way from Pennsylvania Avenue. Why'd you make the trip?
Because of that ruling I made 17 years ago.
You want my forgiveness, that's why you came, isn't it?
She glances at Sasha, who looks away.
It was my job to sentence you. And now that your death warrant's come down, it's my job to see it through.
Well, that's very honorable of you.
Goodbye, Lester.
McPherson turns and walks away, leaving Lester with a vacant expression. The burly guard, Damon, moves over to Sasha.
Let's go, Petrosovich.
Death row, 3 minutes to execution. Donnie and his team are heading down one corridor lined with cells, while Damon's escorting Sasha along another.
What the hell?
Donnie opens fire, and Sasha and Damon fall to the floor. The 49ers continue on past their fallen bodies. Once they've gone, Sasha looks up and shifts his shoulder with a puzzled expression, but Damon is dead. Now, Frank, McPherson, and the others are sitting in the witness theatre as others file in behind them. One of the new people is the reporter who quizzed Frank earlier on. They all look on as Lester is fastened into the electric chair. El Fuego leans over him.
Any last words?
Lester smiles.
Thanks for the suit.
The doors at the end of the chamber open and the 49ers march in. El Fuego and a last rites minister look up in surprise. Donnie signals for one of his men to secure the witness theatre. He paces in, cracks Frank with the butt of his weapon, and then aims at one of his associates, who backs off. Donnie to Lester.
Nice suit.
Come on, man.
One of the inmates is attempting to climb up a rope to the skylight, but loses his grip a few feet from the top.
Damn!
Twitch.
Your turn, ninja.
My big black ass up that rope.
Little Joe slaps Nick's shoulder.
Damn, Joe.
What about you, you little bitch? I'm gonna give it a try. Let's go! Up! Up!
Nah. Not me. That's not what I'm gonna do. But you, you should climb on up there. I'm gonna go on over here myself. Watch you fall and bust your ass. You little bitch.
Nick winks at Twitch. Meanwhile, Sasha's giving Damon CPR. He checks for a pulse, then rips open his shirt and jabs a cattle prod into his chest.
According to my radar, I'm right over you, but I'm in a total whiteout.
Okay, well, take your eyes off the radar and look for the lighthouse.
The pilot peers into the stormy darkness to see the lighthouse loom up. No! The chopper's tail clips it.
What's going on up there?
And the craft plunges down into the skylights. The impact and subsequent explosions send glass and sparks showering downward. What's left of the helicopter is tangled up in the metal framework of the skylights. Donnie shoots a colleague a worried look and then steps over to 49-6.
I think we just lost our ride. Oh, man, y'all see this?
Nick and the other inmates stare at the wrecked chopper protruding through the roof above. Meanwhile, Sasha has managed to revive the wounded Damon and is dragging him down death row. 49-6 and her team discover Damon's cattle prod buzzing on the floor.
Please identify yourself.
Kessner!
MJ!
Access
denied. Love, you gotta say it louder. Louder. Kessner! Damon J!
Voice and handprint recognition confirmed.
The 49ers are closing in on Sasha and Damon. Six manages to jam her gun in between the closing doors and fires off a round. Sasha kicks the barrel and the weapon spins around. 49-6 drops to the floor and props the gun up with her foot to prevent being shot. Sasha then boots the weapon back through the door and another 49er reloads it.
Let me handle this guy.
Make sure he's dead.
Donnie opens his black coat and crouches before Lester.
Let it be. It's blood money.
Got yourself born again since you came to prison? That it?
I found God, yes.
There is no God.
I told you no last week. If you're going to kill me, do it. I'm dead already.
Donnie nods calmly and takes out a gun. El Fuego, the minister, and the other witnesses look on anxiously.
Are you going to take me to the gold, yes or no?
The gun to Lester's forehead.
Yes or no?
Lester's eyes flash open, and the minister drops to the floor lifelessly.
I can't kill you, Lester. I need you. There's a lot of innocent people here that I just don't need. See, I'm what the Shrinks call sociopathic, Lester. You know what that means? It means I can kill everybody in this room and not feel bad about it. But you, you had to find God to get over your guilt.
He dangles the minister's cross before Lester.
But God is dead. And so is everybody in this room. If you don't take me where I want to go.
Lester blinks tightly, his lips trembling. Now, a second chopper is trying to land in the turbulent weather. It has FBI markings on it. The Presidio, 0200 hours. The chopper touches down on a landing pad, and an armed agent rushes over to Williams and another man as they get out.
What you got, Captain?
Coast Guard reports a helicopter went down around 7:30.
Any word from Alcatraz?
Phones are down.
That's convenient.
One of the cell houses was compromised.
Which one?
E block. It's just temporary housing while they retrofit the main cell house.
Is he in there?
Yeah, cell number A5.
There's who in there?
We got a man in deep cover out there.
As a prisoner?
Yeah.
What kind of man signs up for that?
The agent signals to his team to follow. Looking pensive, William sips her coffee. Meanwhile, using surgical instruments, Sasha is sewing up a circular wound in his shoulder. The infirmary, 0230 hours, and one of the 49ers steps slowly through a door, scanning the room with his gun. He finds Damon lying motionless on an operating table and looks him up and down. Suddenly, someone walks past the window of a door at the other end of the room. He looks around quickly, raises his gun to his chin, and steps towards it. Meanwhile, nearby, another 49er is searching part of the infirmary when the first opens fire on the door. Sasha is against the wall on the other side, sheltering from the bullets. And as the first 49er edges nearer, Sasha's fists thunder through the glass. As Sasha piles into the 49er, the second man empties his gun at them. Sasha hurls the first 49er through a wall panel into him, then kicks the second in the face. A third mercenary appears and opens fire. 49er 6 walks into E Block to find the inmates playing basketball, oblivious to her arrival. They spot her and stop the game.
Hey, Mama. You got that blue stuff working, huh?
She looks up at the helicopter hull wedged firmly into the glass ceiling above, her eyes framed by vibrant blue makeup. Then she shoots an intense gaze towards Nick, who stares back at her piercingly. In the infirmary, the third 49er approaches a door, unaware that Sasha is waiting on the floor on the other side. Sasha kicks the door into him, knocking him down, but the man recovers, and as Sasha hurls himself through a glass panel wall, the 49er shoots at him repeatedly. He walks forward into Sasha's boot, then falls back. Holding his wounded shoulder, Sasha punches him over and over. The 49er bombards him with punches, but Sasha blocks each one almost effortlessly. The 49er swings a roundhouse kick, but Sasha knocks his leg from under him, and when he retaliates, Sasha boots him into a cabinet, leaving him wide-eyed and motionless on the floor.
49er 6 to 49er 1. I think it's time for Plan B.
How bad?
Total loss.
All right, get back here.
Sexy little thing, you.
As she looks around at Nick, he blows a kiss at her, making her smile a little.
Hey, let me see that gun, little mama.
Let's get ready for the FBI.
Right.
Meanwhile, Williams is standing under an umbrella looking out across the water at New Alcatraz. Mobile FBI Command, 0245 hours.
We got something.
She turns towards the command truck and lowers her umbrella, handing it to a guard as she climbs the steps.
What is it?
Cellular transmission.
Start the trace, put him on speaker.
You're live.
This is Special Agent Williams from the FBI. Who am I speaking to?
Let's not be so formal, Special Agent Williams. I like working with first names.
All right, my name's Ellen. Let's talk hostages.
I've got 10.
How many women?
3.
Show some good faith. Let the women go.
Relax, Ellen. Everything in time.
You know what I'm doing here. Tell me what you're doing. You one of these bad boys who didn't get enough love from his mother? Maybe trying to prove a point? Teach Uncle Sam a lesson?
Oh, no. I love America.
Then what's your cause?
My cause is me.
And who are you?
Who I am is not important. But who I have and what you're gonna give me for is...
He strokes McPherson's cheek while she is trapped in the electric chair. Meanwhile, as Sasha checks the contents of a holdall, 49er 6 is climbing the stairs that spiral upwards above the cell block. Just as she is about to climb the last staircase, Sasha appears at the top of it and aims a pistol at her. She steps slowly away, backwards, with her gun trained on him.
Easy now. I'm just looking for my men.
They're all dead.
Yeah, get him! Throw it out here!
Who are you?
1137.
1137.
Bust a size!
She's kicked his gun away and leapt out over the atrium, hanging onto the rope left by her team earlier. As Nick skids over to the pistol, which has landed on the floor of E-Block, 49er 6 rains bullets at Sasha as she slides down the rope, then lands confidently opposite Nick. The other prisoners come out of their cells.
Yo, Nick. You got this little freak handled?
I got her.
Yeah, we got your back, dawg.
Little Joe looks at Nick, who blows 49er another kiss. Little Joe and Twitch hit the deck as the bullets fly in both directions. 49er 6 and Nick have each taken shelter in a cell.
What's the matter, baby girl? You don't like me?
One of her bullets activates an automated trap door in the floor.
I thought you liked me! Come on, you little freak!
He kisses the gun, then steps out towards the trap door, disappearing through it in a cloud of sparks. She follows him and drops down into the dark corridor. The laser at the end of her gun shoots out a thin red line through the damp chamber. Her bullets dislodge tins from a shelf, and as she walks along, she is unaware that Nick is balancing on a pipe above her. He jumps down.
Nice shooting, Ma. Just shot up a room full of cans.
Why don't we put the guns down and do this like men?
He's holding a gun to the back of her head.
You first.
She's standing with her back to him, and with a smile on her face, she lifts her automatic rifle above her head, then bends over slowly to place it on the floor. Suddenly, she flips forward, booting the gun from his hand, then with a spin, she kicks at him repeatedly. Dodging her boot, he picks up a metal barrel to throw at her, but she kicks it away. A roundhouse move to his stomach sends him flying into a pile of crates, which she leaps up onto, knocking him to the floor with both feet. They square up to each other for a moment, then he throws some punches at her, which she blocks. She ducks another, then he crouches under a roundhouse kick. He's grabbed her from behind, but she spins out of his grasp, then kicks him into a pile of chairs. As he goes to strike her with a chair, she flips up the wall onto a pipe, then notices someone's silhouette at the door to the room. As Sasha comes in with gun raised, she runs straight through a glass panel opposite him. He crouches next to Nick on the floor.
I'm telling you. You all right?
I'm all right, man. We got issues.
Now you listen to me carefully, Ellen. Here's what you're gonna give us in exchange for the hostages. A helicopter ride off this rock and a fully fueled jet waiting at San Francisco International, ready to take us to an undisclosed location.
You're not playing fair. I can't approve those kind of demands without authorization.
Then get authorized.
I need time.
You know, you're boring me with these stall tactics. Put your FBI playbook down and give the Attorney General a wake-up call.
What if he doesn't meet your demands?
Well, then I start target practice. And don't try that Waco, Texas, Ruby Ridge special ops stuff either. Or I'll light this justice up.
Light her up.
Let me give you the visual. As we speak, Miss McPherson's strapped into the electric chair. All I have to do is flip a switch and, well, she's dead. Dead by the tool of her trade.
Now send me my helicopter before I start filling body bags. You have 2 hours.
Get Special Ops and we'll notify. Find out who the cell phone's registered to. I want to know who I'm up against.
Computer should be printing it out now.
Now, Sasha and Nick are looking up at the sparking helicopter.
Nothing's ever easy, huh?
Not today. Hang on to this.
Sasha pulls himself up the rope as water drips down from above. When he's nearly at the top, little Joe steps over to Nick.
Yo, you bust a cap in that freaky bitch or what?
Or what?
49-6 walks up to Donnie in the execution chamber.
We lost 3, 4, and 5.
How?
Prisoner 1137.
Who's 1137?
A major pain in your ass.
You think you're funny now?
Bésame el culo, cabrona.
She's headbutted him and now holds a gun to his chin.
Sasha, is that you?
Tell me, how does the FBI's finest or one of the finest marksmen shoot one of her best undercover agents?
I don't have time for this discussion. I've got some wingnut saying he's going to waste a United States Supreme Court justice. Give me the 411.
Looks like these guys are going to be 10, 15 strong minus the 3 I took out.
Do they have McPherson?
I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. They're very heavily armed.
Hey.
Frank.
Welcome to the party, Frank. Glad you can make it.
What are you doing, Donnie?
Put your weapons down!
An FBI agent.
About time you boys grew some hair on your chest. Now what?
Put your weapons down!
Donnie signals to his team to comply.
Come on, don't stop now. You started out with such authority, such conviction. Keep it going.
Here's the way it's gonna go. You're gonna unstrap Miss McPherson, and we're gonna walk her out of here.
What do you think, Miss Jane?
Do it now!
Donnie aims his gun at McPherson, then swiftly turns it on the two threatened 49ers. Jane McPherson gasps with fearful relief.
You gave it a try, boys? I can respect that. But I don't take orders.
The two fallen 49ers lift their guns and shoot the agents.
Have you wore that body armor?
One of them clicks his shoulder.
What am I doing here? Well, let me see. I'm gonna dig up $200 million worth of U.S. gold brick, take an early retirement somewhere south of the border, work on my tan. You want in?
I'm not dirty.
Well, I am.
Girls treated you good.
65 G's a year and a gold plated watch when I'm 60 is not gonna get me a piece of the rock. I want the American dream, Frank. I'm gonna get it.
Donald Robert Johnson, age 33. Served in Kuwait and Bosnia, 3 tours altogether. Purple Heart, Medal of Valor. He was shot 4 times. Says he suffers from the Gulf War syndrome. Got an honorary discharge because of it. Last 18 months, he's been working a desk at the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Think you can help me?
I could try.
Can you do it without compromising the life of Jane McPherson?
Yeah, I'll use a soft hammer.
You don't own a soft hammer, Sasha.
Besides me, what are your options?
I could send in special ops.
Yeah, and they'll see him coming.
I could meet their demands.
And what if they kill her anyway?
Then I'm gonna be pushing pencils in Alaska for the rest of my career.
Sounds like I'm all you've got.
This is heavy, Sasha.
I'll be in touch.
This some tasty stuff, dog. Come peep it out.
Look at this. Man, put that down before you hurt somebody, man.
I ain't got no beef with you, beat it.
Man, put it down before you blow your dick off. Nah, how's you gonna do that, Joe? Target's too small.
A rocket launcher.
Mine's bigger than yours, little big city boy.
You know you got problems, right?
What's the problem? What's the problem, guys?
Switch over here wants to blow something up.
Yeah, he wanna look like he wanna blow some shit up.
You wanna blow something up?
Hell yeah.
Put the thing on your shoulder. Put your right index finger here. Line that up nice, right about like that.
Sign off, you little busters!
Let it rip!
Once he's pulled the trigger, Twitch is thrown backwards across E-block, through the window of a guard station, while opposite, a mushrooming ball of angry fire billows from the entrance gate.
Good boy, Joe. Get out of here, man.
You all right?
Told you about pushing buttons.
What a rush.
The Armory, 03:15 hours.
Pick your poison!
So we giving these wackos guns?
We need all the help we can get.
What happened up in the chopper?
Radio for backup.
Hey, Sash.
Yeah. You like that?
Think I can do some damage with this one?
Hell yeah.
It's mine?
Take it.
Oh, you the man, Sash.
Twitch is in the house. This weapon was made for you. Small and compact. Little and mean.
Sasha spots some gas canisters.
Some crazy shit, Sash.
Cuckoo crazy.
Way beyond that.
Why are you doing this?
It's a little late in the game for that question, isn't it? Haven't you been paying attention?
Well, we know you want the gold. But you're more than greedy. Now, there must be some reason for that. What happened to you?
I feel like I should be laying on the couch with a box of Kleenex. Talking about how my father beat me. Or about how my mother raped me.
Did they?
He walks towards her.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours. Tell me, Jane, how many candles will they put on your birthday cake this year?
I know it's not polite to ask a woman her age, but you're not hung up on superficial things like that, right? Youngest Supreme Court justice ever. One of only three women ever appointed. You're gonna be in the history books one day.
I'm 53.
53. You sure aren't attracted to 53, too.
He strokes her face.
A little long in the tooth for my taste, but let me see.
He takes in her scent.
Yes. You have kept your bait fresh. You're probably pretty smart, too. So tell me, why have you never been married?
No one ever asked me.
Too busy burning bras, huh? Getting your panties in a twist over women's rights, equal pay, pro-choice, fighting the cause, right? And all that time, you forgot about love, didn't you? And your biological clock stopped ticking.
He caresses her cleavage.
Your feels went fallow. And now, in the autumn of your historic life.
As he leans in close, her bottom lip and chin tremble.
You ain't got nothing. Do you, Miss Jane? Not even a dog.
I have my work. That's my story. What's yours?
Well, sorry to disappoint you after your candor and all, a little tears falling down, but there is no deep, dark psychological reason for my behavior. I just saw a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I took it.
A hatch opens above, and a dead 49er falls through on a rope with a sign attached which reads, "Bye-bye." Gas canisters attached to him belch out white smoke, and while everyone in the room is overcome by the fumes, Sasha jumps down and gives McPherson some breathing apparatus. Sasha, Lester and Jane disappear downwards as Nick operates the chair lowering mechanism.
Come on! Come on! Come on down!
The floor closes over them.
Get these doors open!
Take Lester and get out of here!
I'm not leaving without you! Come on, let's go!
Move! Go! Move!
Nick and Lester run off.
Please help me. Get me out of here.
Get him open now!
I'll be back!
Jane, still stuck in the chair, rises up again.
Give me that rifle!
Come on! Bring her up!
Donnie has jumped down after Sasha, who is running along a corridor with his gun aimed in front of him. He fires over his shoulder to be met by Donnie's bullets. Sasha runs into a boiler room past belching flames and checks his ammo. He looks worried, then notices a red barrel of flammable liquid.
Something wrong out there?
Nope. Everything's peachy.
Then why am I talking to you? Who are you?
I'm second in command. And the queen bitch of the universe. Where's our helicopter?
According to my watch, we've still got 36 minutes.
Well, you're a woman, Ellen, which means you know we don't like to wait. So get the chopper airborne now. Or I will fry this lily white bitch.
Send the chopper.
As Donnie and two of his men edge into the boiler room, there is a roar of flame from one of the pipes, but they continue unflinchingly. He signals to his men to let him go on alone, so they vigilantly scan the room while he steps up a metal staircase. As Donnie reaches the top of the stairs, a door closes behind one of his team. He fills it with bullets and it topples over. Then the mercenary steps into the doorway just in time to see a burning cigarette fall into the barrel of the flammable liquid. Donnie watches as an enormous ball of flame devours his henchman. Another of the 49ers is ambushed by Sasha. Sasha tosses him to the floor like a rag doll. The 40-milliner charges at him, only to be spun back to the floor. Sasha kicks him into a fence, then throws him over metal railings. An FBI chopper lands next to another at the prison, watched through binoculars by one of the 49ers. Sasha makes his way slowly through the boiler room, unaware that Donnie is watching him. The pilot of the first helicopter runs across the tarmac to climb into the second, and they take off. Next, Donnie swings over towards Sasha on a thick chain, releasing a fury of bullets. Sasha throws himself onto another chain, and as they swing past each other, he kicks Donnie's gun away from him. Sasha spins him round, then they swing at each other again, and after another collision, they both drop to the floor.
Your clip's dry, 1137. You know it.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think so. You would have used it by now if it wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That's right. Magazine's dry. Question is, do I still have one in the tube?
I say you're dry.
Make your move.
Bursts of flame crackle between them. Then, as Donnie pulls out his gun, Sasha pulls his trigger, fruitlessly.
It's a nice bluff.
It wasn't a bluff. It's a misfire.
Where's Lester?
Find him yourself.
A 49er stirs nearby.
Sweet dreams, bud.
On a level above, Nick fires down at Donnie, who makes a break for it, jumping over a barrier down into the darkness of the lower levels. Sasha joins Nick, who is looking down into the gloomy chasm.
Dang. Hey, yo, Sasha, you need to holler.
Later.
No, now. I need to know what's going on.
You like my back like usual, you know?
I got your back. That's a given. Listen, I need to know what's the game plan.
Look, I'm on a tight clock, man. I don't got time.
You know, are you hiding something from me? Because I get the feeling like you're hiding something from me.
It's nothing. Nothing. I'm trying to save the life of a Supreme Court justice. It's that simple.
Tis more.
Now's not the time, brother.
Yes, it is.
Lester studies Sasha.
I'm undercover. FBI.
But you passed the lie detector test.
That's nothing, man. Anybody can do that.
All this time, you've been setting up on me.
Sasha shakes his head a little, then Nick aims his gun at him.
I believed in you. I trusted you. I brought you into my family. I vouched for you! And you betrayed me?
It's not that simple.
Don't do it.
Lester has rested his hand on Nick's shoulder. Nick lowers the gun.
I'm sorry.
Sasha heads off, followed by Lester, but Nick stays put.
I thought we were friends, Sash.
Sasha hesitates.
We are. You bet your life on that.
Nick walks over to the wall and leans on it, then crouches down, holding his head in his hands. Next, Donnie returns to the execution room.
Is the helicopter here?
Yeah. Where's Lester?
I've got him.
Donnie walks over to a monitor to find Sasha's face staring back.
You've got something of mine, 1137. I want it back.
I swap you. Lester for the lady judge.
What do you want the judge for?
She's my one way ticket off of this rock.
You give me Lester, and we'll let you thumb a ride with us. How's that?
Come on now. Hitchhiking's dangerous. Didn't your mom ever tell you that?
When and where?
Main cell house, 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Donnie switches off the monitor, then walks over to 49-6.
Unstrap the judge.
She steps over to McPherson, while Donnie looks thoughtful.
Fired up, boys. He took the bait.
In the armory.
Hey, how do I look?
Like a big-ass prom queen.
Sasha walks up behind Lester, shaking his head.
You sure you want to do this?
My destiny's in God's hands. I'm cool with that. Now, I want to tell you about a place I used to go. It's an alpine lake called Trinity, west of Shasta. There's a little cove on the north bank. It's tucked away. You should take a trip there when this is all over. Trinity Lake, west of Shasta. Take the trip.
Lester gives him a knowing and contented smile. Outside, dawn is breaking over San Francisco Bay.
It's him.
The hell's going on out there?
Relax, I got everything under control.
You got any good news for me?
Yes, I do. I have the condemned man, and I'm trading him in for McPherson. Does that make you happy?
Thrilled, can't you tell?
Stand by with their support and give them their chopper.
I already did all that. I'm sorry I'm yelling. I'm a little edgy.
Don't worry about this one. I got it handled.
Yellow text from the computer screen is reflected on William's worried face. Meanwhile, Nick has climbed the rope up to the crashed helicopter.
Hey, you got room for two in there?
Sasha pushes the dead helicopter pilot out of the door.
There is now.
Donnie and the remaining 49ers escort McPherson and El Fuego through the prison while Nick pulls himself up into the chopper.
You know, you gotta break a few things down to me, man.
Yeah, what am I doing here? Earning your trust, maintaining my cover.
You already screwed that up.
Well, the Bureau thought if we did time together, you'd trust me with more sensitive information when we got out on the streets, you know.
I want Sonny that bad, huh?
My wife's dead because of him.
She died after one of his men jacked my car and put 4 bullets in her chest.
You bet your life I want him that bad.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't know.
I don't know. She was the best part of me.
Slowed down footage of Donnie leading his team through a cell block, his face hardened with determination.
Put this helmet on.
What's this do?
Whatever you look at, you can shoot.
Yeah?
Targeting eyepiece activated.
Donnie moves the control stick.
Haha, yeah. Just like a video game.
He can see a crosshair through the visor of his helmet. Donnie steps out of a lift, followed by El Fuego and the others. They tread slowly into E Block, and a spotlight whirs into life, spinning slowly into position and lighting up. From the crash chopper, Sasha and Nick watch them walk into the middle of E Block. Then Donnie looks up to meet their gaze. The 49ers look around to see armed prisoners dotted around them. Then little Joe, carrying an enormous machine gun, emerges from the trapdoor in the floor, rising slowly up along with Lester. Donnie's face remains emotionless as the trapdoor jolts to a halt and Twitch readies his gun.
All right, I'm gonna make this real simple. You send us the judge, we'll send you Lester.
Donnie turns to stare at McPherson.
Start walking.
She steps past him.
Go with God, my brother.
Always.
Lester steps away from little Joe towards McPherson. She walks over spent bullet cartridges while Donnie looks slowly up at Sasha again. As Lester and McPherson pass each other, the spotlight moves across the atrium, making Lester screw up his eyes. As McPherson walks nearer to little Joe, Lester looks questioningly into Donnie's face. He grabs Lester and pushes him back towards his team.
Get him out of here.
Got her, boss.
Let's move.
Go.
Let's go, boys.
William signals to her helicopter pilot to start it up, then climbs in. 49-6 to El Fuego.
Háblale.
He steps forward.
All right, homies. You did good. Real good. Give up your guns, or two things can happen. You get killed, or you get caught. Comprending?
He's right. They kept their word, now let's keep ours.
Let him go.
No one moves a muscle, but then Twitch, looking indecisive, lowers his weapon. He and another inmate jump down from their positions on the gantry above, firing wildly as they go.
Cease fire!
49ers have taken cover and fire their weapons at the inmates. Nick fires the enormous helicopter gun and Donnie reloads. He aims at Twitch, who leaps into a cell for shelter. Williams' helicopter flies over the water. Little Joe is standing in the middle of E Block, firing at the mercenaries.
Come on with the
49er6 leaps out, firing two guns at him. Little Joe falls lifelessly into the open trap door. Fuego watches 49er6 from his hiding place. Sasha shoots at a 49er.
Come on!
Two of the 49ers step out into the middle of the cell block.
We got a problem.
Acquiring target.
Nick aims the crosshair at the two mercenaries and presses the trigger. E-block is filled with flames and black smoke.
Problem solved.
Bad.
Williams' helicopter, accompanied by a second, make their way towards the prison. The 49ers aim at the helicopter.
Yo, Sarge, gotta do something, man.
Stay here and die or jump for that rope.
Either way, we gonna die.
They're engulfed with golden sparks.
Guess we're going for the rope.
The dangling helicopter is rapidly catching fire.
Get out of there, Nick!
Firing as he goes, Sasha hurls himself towards the rope. As he does so, the helicopter starts to fall with Nick still in the cockpit. Black smoke filled with piercing embers flies up from the wreckage. El Fuego sighs, and Sasha looks down towards the flames.
Pretty good, 1137.
But not good enough.
Drop it! I said drop it!
E-Block fills with agents, and one of them trips up 49er6 as she runs off.
Oh, hell yeah!
Williams fires at the closing lift doors, and El Fuego punches 49er6.
That's what you get, bitch!
Having pulled her up by her hair, he holds his gun against her cheek. She grins.
Let's see if you got the sack to finish the job.
Don't do it.
He turns to stare at Williams, but 49er6 raises a large knife. Williams shoots. El Fuego steps over to look at the lifeless body of 49er6.
Well, I got something.
Put the gun down. Now.
Twitch obeys instantly.
McPherson's in the last cell on the right.
Come on.
We aight, man. Everything's good in the hood.
Meanwhile, Sasha runs over to the wrecked helicopter and pulls away debris from the hull. Inside, Nick is semi-conscious.
Did we get him?
Yeah, we got him.
I'm gonna miss you, Sasha.
Don't say that, man.
It's a nice night to die.
It's just hanging there. I'm gonna get you out of here.
Come on, get me the hell out of here. Come on, Sasha.
You just hang in there for me. You hear?
Sasha.
It's the reporter.
That's not McPherson.
They switched her with one of the hostages. He still has her.
This is FBI Area to Charlie Bravo 4804. Requesting you turn that helo around and follow us back to San Francisco.
We got company.
Sasha is in a helicopter which is caught up with Donnie's.
girlfriend!
Casualties of war! You're not just a prisoner, are you?
No, sir, I'm not. Undercover FBI. I guess you picked the wrong prison.
I wouldn't be too cocky. I still got what you want. I still got what you need.
Don't do it. You've been caught.
You better turn that helicopter around or the lady just go for a swim. You want to go for a swim? I think she wants to go for a swim.
Lester nods.
Say goodbye!
Donnie pushes McPherson out of the helicopter and she hurtles downwards. Sasha dives out after her, and in a controlled descent, he hurtles towards her. Meanwhile, in the 49ers helicopter, Lester rips open his shirt to reveal that he has rows of explosives taped to him. He winks mischievously at Donnie, then pulls at a trigger wire. The chopper disintegrates in a ball of flame, then a charred section of the cockpit spins away from the fireball and plummets down. Sasha has nearly reached McPherson, who is flailing wildly as she falls. Against the blue-orange backdrop of the morning sky, he maneuvers himself over to her. She curls up into a ball as he grabs her, and they spin a little until he opens his parachute. They float slowly down and hit the water feet first. In a confusion of bubbles, they make their way to the surface. Sometime later, a gentle breeze rustles the leaves in a broad tree canopy. Clouds in the sky show in small patches through the leaves and branches. Nearby, Sasha, dressed in black, walks towards the edge of a calm lake. Now a large rusty container is being lifted from a small but deep pond. Water gushes out of it as it is swung over to solid ground. Agent Williams, who is watching the excavation alongside Jane McPherson, signals to someone to open the container. A pile of heavy gold bars tumble out. McPherson and Williams step over to the stash, then look over in the direction of Sasha, who has his back to them, staring out over the lake. The dark outline of New Alcatraz. Special housing unit. 1 month later. El Fuego and a guard walk over to one of the cells.
Alba's nalgas, homeboy. Someone here to see you.
Keys jangle and a cell door slides open.
Vámonos.
Someone wearing a cast on his leg and his arm in a sling hobbles out. It's Nick. In the visiting area, Sasha sits patiently behind a glass window and nods at Nick as he arrives. Nick steps warily over to his side of the window, sits down and removes his hat. Sasha picks up his phone, and Nick does the same.
Talk.
How you feeling?
8 broken ribs. Broken leg. A broken arm. How'd you think I was feeling?
Well, for the record, couldn't have done it without you.
I heard you busted Sonny Egbo.
That's what I started out to do. I usually like to finish what I start.
Did you find the gold?
Sasha nods, and Nick smiles.
Get something for me?
I got something better.
What's that?
I spoke with Justice McPherson. I had a look at your file.
Eh?
She knocked your sentence back.
To what?
How fast can you get out of those clothes?
Nick smiles and looks behind him at El Fuego. Then he points at Sasha.
You better not be playing me, man.
You know me. I ain't playing.
You serious?
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, Nicholas, do we have issues? Are we all right?
Hell no, we ain't all right.
Nick looks angry for a moment, then grins.
We are
aight. Sasha smiles. Grinning, Nick puts his fist up at the window, and Sasha meets it with his. They nod to each other, smiling.
What's up, girl?
Hey, Twitch.
Hey. You don't miss your boo?
I miss you every day, Twitch.
Dang, girl. Why act like it? After all I've been through in here, let me tell you, please believe this. You gotta believe it. It was cracking. It went down up in here. Bullets flying everywhere. I'm ducking bullets left and right. Bad guys dying left and right. I'm a good guy this time, baby. I'm a hero. I'm big. I'm getting out soon. That was real. Me and the warden, we like this, baby.
Twitch, the warden don't know you. And your name is Bernard.
I don't be talking about that up in here.
Look, I'm gonna stop with all this Twitch mess. And you keep popping the same stuff, baby. I'm tired of wearing these fake-ass diamonds.
It look real to me. What's more real than Twitch?
What's more real than Twitch?
What's more real than Twitch, dog?
Twitch dog coming home.
Look, I'm coming home, okay? Put your hand on the glass.
Twitch.
Put your hand on the glass. Close your
Twitch,
eyes,
Twitch, you're not gonna be that damn aggressive
dog,
behind
this glass. Put your hand on the glass. I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes, baby, because I want you to feel me, okay? I'm coming home soon. I'm gonna take you anywhere you want to go when I come home, okay?
Anywhere?
Anywhere. And I'm gonna buy you anything.
Anything, Twitch.
There was $1 million man in here. I'm gonna go hit his house when I get home. We're gonna get
Twitch,
paid.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey.
No, when you come home, I want you to be on the up and up. Why you wanna hit the $1 million
man? Oh, come on, bitch. What the hell is you looking at?
Twitch!
You all here my zone.
Twitch! Hey, hey, man. Bernard, here. See,
you ain't never
Bernard,
seen a lovely
Bernard.
Lady before.
Bernard!
All up in here, air hustling.
Twitch! Keep it here. Keep it focused. That's why you in here now. You didn't listen.
Well, baby, I'm with you, baby. You know, I'm gonna be home now. You wait for me. You remember that time we was over there by the beaches?
And what we used to do back in the days, the little... Hey, there it go! Hey,
wiggle it for me! Wiggle it for me! Show me something! What the hell are you looking at? Do the damn thing!
Girl, don't make me go old school with you, girl.
Do the damn thing, do the damn thing. Go ahead, girl! Make a wiggle!
Yeah. Let me talk to these guys. Yeah. What up?